You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to talk about family loyalty. Over the years, some of the most difficult issues have been the result of family loyalty that is toxic and based on rules and expectations that can hurt the most innocent family members. Negative energy often uses the most vulnerable in a family as a human shield that feels like a terrorist approach. Okay, often it seems like damned if you do and damned if you don't situation. No formulas or quick fixes today, but you'll have a perspective that can really help you get to a better emotional place. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I was really surprised you took on this very difficult subject. Where do you start when it comes to family loyalty?
Well, you know, I need to say this.
Okay.
I mean, no one ever says you shouldn't have family loyalty. It's sort of a given.
Right. That's, yeah.
You know, no one, I mean, I've never seen anything that says, oh, family loyalty is bad.
Right.
Anybody ever, I don't remember ever saying
No.
And it's in our culture, it's not considered something that's bad at all. It's something it's considered good.
Yes.
But
yes.
We see, and this is from years of experience and seeing energy.
Correct.
That family loyalty is an energy, first of all, and is at the root of most difficult interpersonal problems that clients have brought to us over the years.
Yes.
If you avoid quick fixes, platitudes, fairy tale thinking,
sure,
it's a really difficult problem and sometimes seemingly impossible to overcome.
Yeah.
So how can family loyalty be bad?
Okay.
And I want to talk about how it comes about, but we need to talk about that first.
Okay. Okay.
And it was a famous actress. Her name escapes me.
Okay.
She wrote a book about how her dad, who was a deacon in the church, has sexually abused her for years.
Yes.
And
I can see her face, but I can't remember her name at the moment.
And,
yes.
And she was married to a woman. She was a famous actress and recently died.
Yes.
She had difficult emotional problems all of her life.
And she said so.
Yes.
Yes, she did. Okay.
The problem. Okay. Yes. The abuse is horrific. You know,
no matter
abuse,
what,
you know, from a dad to a child is awful.
Yes.
But I suspect that the worst part of it was the fact that her dad was revered. He was a deacon in the church.
That's right.
She couldn't come out and say,
this is what's happening.
Yes.
Or it happened.
And if she did, she would have been discredited. She wrote a book, but I suspect there were still people that
called her a liar.
Yes. Called her a liar.
They absolutely did, including her mother.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So that's family loyalty at its worst. So let's see if we can unpack that just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and there's all levels of family loyalty that can be dysfunctional like that.
Sure.
And you may think that if we didn't have sexual abuse in my family, then everything's fine. That's not necessarily the case either. But let's go to what the problem with family loyalty.
Okay.
Or actually how it comes about.
Okay.
To understand family loyalty as an energy, you have to understand dark energy and how it works.
Right. Dark or negative energy.
Yes.
We can also say it that way.
You know, and sometimes I think I'm giving a disservice. I'm lying to the audience when I see when I say negative energy, because it's too vanilla.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because some of this energy is horrific.
Yes.
Dark sometimes isn't even strong enough. But we see, okay, and this is based on what we see. It's not based on our belief or our philosophy.
Exactly.
We see this.
Yes.
I wish we didn't. You know,
boy, isn't that the truth?
You know,
yeah.
But dark energy seeks to enslave humanity for its purposes. We see that there's a dichotomy here. And if you just let me use these labels.
Okay.
Light and dark. And we're talking about dark energy.
Okay.
Dark seeks to enslave humanity for its purposes.
Correct.
And the reason Earth is such a potent place to enslave is that when you add life force to it, which is the best energy of Earth.
That is correct. Thank you for saying that.
We've been channeling the different planets, but we're going to talk about Earth energy in a future show.
Okay.
But Earth energy is wonderful. It's amazing.
Well, and everybody, from what I see and have understood, all beings in the universe, they want what's here.
Yes, because it feels good. It's invigorating.
Exactly. And it also helps us rejuvenate in a way that any place else in the universe doesn't exactly do the same way.
Right. And if you could enslave the people on Earth to get them do your bidding, which is what we call programming, if you've been listening for a while, you can have control without seemingly having control.
Correct.
And it's the best way. But light seeks to say, okay, who are we authentically, and express that in the world. And then as we find out who we are authentically and then cooperate with each other to create an amazing world.
Correct.
That's what the light seeks to do, which is completely different than what the dark seeks to do.
Because the dark seeks to not allow the evolution of the beings that are here and even the planet itself to not go forward. They want it to stay. Actually, they want it, you know, to be 500 years ago at least.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
We see this a lot in cultures where people are blowing themselves up on behalf of God. You know, people who are PhDs and highly, very intelligent technical people. You can train them, but you can also program them at the same time. And that's why you would think that someone who's educated wouldn't fall for that sort of thing, but that's not true at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and it's an emotional thing. So,
yes.
So, the problem is that one of us has negative energy present within us.
Yes.
We
come into our lifetimes, that's that 80% that we've talked about, but we come in with this negative energy attached to us.
Yes.
Because we've never had the opportunity or the understanding of how to get rid of it before.
Exactly. So if you think in terms of good and bad, right and wrong, or just behavior, it doesn't work because there's these layers, and the people who are quote unquote good or innocent in our minds may be not so innocent. And you know, I remember, and this was a movie, but it followed real life. This girl was, there were two daughters in a family, and the one daughter acted out. She was the older one.
Yes.
She acted out. It was a rich family.
Mm-hmm.
She was an alcoholic. She got in trouble. She crashed cars. She got in trouble with the law, all those things. Come to find out, she was the one that was being sexually abused, but she was also trying to protect her younger sister from her father so that it wouldn't hurt. So her sister, the innocent one, was angry at her older sister
for acting out and doing all those things.
Because the truth can't be told. And even when you tell it, this is why dark energy is so so awful to deal with, because
and has been so very successful.
Yes, it creates motives that are not in alignment with the true nature of the authentic self.
Correct.
And it loves to hide behind the innocent.
Yes.
And have those with positive emotions, like a terrorist. You know, putting together the positive like a human shield. Yeah. So. Again, you can't think of terms of good and bad and that sort of thing.
Correct.
It creates an invisible wall that says if you take some sort of action,
yes,
even though you may know this is the classic abused woman scenario where they know that the person is abusing them, but they keep going back.
Well, yeah.
And even if intellectually they know it's probably not the best thing,
right?
They can't help themselves. That's energy. That is the classic example of negative energy that is motivating us.
Yes.
Even though it's contrary to our own logic and ability to control ourselves.
Exactly.
A lot of addictions.
Yes.
Alcoholism, drug abuse.
Yes.
Food addictions, sugar, even social media, all manner of compulsive behaviors, compulsive spending,
correct.
Compulsive sex, compulsive.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Cleaning.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that.
Huh? So. I'm only laughing because I admit it's kind of one of my things.
So we'll talk some more about this. It's a big topic.
Yes.
Shall we?
You want to do the quick tip?
Yes.
Okay. Jason, what's a quick tip for today?
If you've been
in
hurt,
this segment?
Yes. If you've been hurt by a dysfunctional family dynamic and feel trapped, there's often loyalty rules and expectations that are toxic to you.
Yes.
There is no easy solution or quick fixes, but understanding the negative energy and how it works helps you understand what is happening. Mm-hmm. Often dark energy will use innocent people in a family as a human shield.
Yes.
Exposing the negative dynamic rarely helps. It is of little help. The dark fights being revealed. It likes to stay in the shadows.
Yes.
You'll never overcome dysfunctional family loyalty by strategies and techniques because it's strictly an energy process that we teach using the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. And before I go to the outro, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about a situation that an example of this negative energy that we're talking about.
Yes.
So in the next segment, we're going to talk about the person who is in emotional pain resulting from family loyalty and what can be done to overcome it. Sometimes the pain when it comes from family loyalty is invisible. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, Unscripted with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Activate your DNA with the light codes of creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com.
Do you ever get the feeling you aren't in the right place? So you decide to change jobs, only to realize that might have not been the right one either? That's where the Purposeful Practice comes in. I offer individual coaching sessions to help you discover and pursue the career or business venture that matches your values, passions, strengths, and motivations. Book a free discovery session by visiting www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Festa della Donna with Esther Graham honors all women far beyond a single day of celebration. Regardless of your race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion, Esther helps your rise to your full potential to live fully in God's plan and to do what you were divinely created to do. Festa Della Donna offers programs that help you fulfill your dreams and desires. For more information and to get your free copy of the Festa Della Donna Retreat Self-Care Guide, visit fdbwomen.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the person who is in emotional pain resulting from family loyalty and what can be done to overcome it. Sometimes the pain when it comes from family, well, family loyalty, is invisible. In fact, I would say from my own experience, most of the time.
Yes.
Jason, most people who come to us with problems are not aware that the root cause or causes has anything to do with family loyalty. That's a big deal. They just know they have a problem. How can people see whether family loyalty has anything to do with their struggles and difficulties?
The only way to perceive this is by removing the negative energy blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy is very strong.
Yes.
So this energy doesn't want to be removed. So if you start removing it, you'll get a form of pushback.
Yes.
People don't understand
Or resistance.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes it gets way too scary. There's been way too many scary movies on TV.
Sure.
So it gets exaggerated. But when I talk about pushback, negative energy always gets you in the place that you're the most vulnerable.
Yes.
So it may not be scary to me,
right,
but it could be really scary to you.
Correct.
And that's why it's so confusing.
Right.
And intellectually we know that, oh, I shouldn't be scared of this, but I still am, or I shouldn't have this reaction about this, but
right,
I still do.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, it's very, very powerful. And that pushback is something we're going to talk about some more, but it always happens. It creates doubts.
Exactly.
When we work with people and we do it over a period of time, there have been people who have gotten to the point where they say, no,
I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And it's because we're getting to that place,
mm-hmm,
that negative energy,
that's correct,
is stronger,
yes,
than their will to overcome it.
Well, and their will to overcome it has been co-opted,
yes,
by negative energy.
Yes. And so it's sort of a damned if you do, damned
exactly,
if you
don't, like situation. we were, yeah, talking about. Can I
yeah,
tell my, okay,
yeah, please.
When Jason and I started working on my stuff, which, you know, was to me, it was great because I felt better, I would say almost immediately, right away. But then when we got to the part where Jason said, well, let's talk about that family loyalty thing. And I remember I backed up and I went, no, there's no, we can't do that. That is I can't go against any rules regarding that. And he kind of raised his eyebrow at me and he said, like, what do you mean?
Well, the way it happened, okay, is that it started out when, you know, we kept going to your family functions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that part. Yes,
Christmas,
of course.
And then we'd always,
there would always be a reaction when I came back.
An argument on the way home.
That's right.
And I would.
He was arguing, not, yeah, me. I'm lying. That's not true.
I would always say something to the effect, well, why do we have to do it this way?
Uh-huh.
You know, if it makes you so unhappy, why do we do it? And you would have thought that I would have killed our favorite dog, or you know,
exactly,
I started global warming.
Exactly.
Or, you know.
And I'm only laughing because he first off, he's not wrong. But the part that was amazing to me was how, when I discovered how dysfunctional I had become because of this, even talking about family loyalty.
And it took a while to get to the point of family loyalty. For the,
exactly,
most part, we just kept clearing and clearing and clearing.
Right.
And there'd be anger and there'd be conflict.
Right.
And for me to even suggest,
oh,
you know, changing the rules or the expectations.
Well, and I could say taking, when I finally started clearing enough, seeing what those dynamics were, of the family loyalty from a different perspective. Oh my gosh, what a reaction I had. In fact, when we actually started clearing stuff, I remember I became so overwhelmed because of the rules that I had been raised with. By the way, silent rules in so many ways.
Most of them were unspoken.
Yes. I ended up having to go to bed. And this, by the way, if anybody knows me, this is not my pattern of that sort of thing. I ended up having to go to bed for about 3 hours because I truly could not handle it. And when I got up, I said, this has got to go. Jason said, great, let's go to work. And I felt so much better.
But it makes it sound like it just happened once and we did it. And we've been doing this for over 20 years.
And I'm still clearing things, especially around the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, birthdays, things like that. I am still clearing stuff and you wouldn't think it's that big of a deal. Well, I have to tell you, it is a huge deal.
And even though intellectually she knows at this point,
exactly,
there's still these expectations are energies.
Yes.
And we have to clear them very, very specifically over and over again until they go. And sometimes it takes way more time than you think it should.
Right.
So here's the major question. And okay. I know some of you are thinking, is all family loyalty dysfunctional? Is there a positive family loyalty? And this is how you look at that. This is how I would say look at that. Does a family system seek to uncover who you are authentically, no matter where it leads? So that's the key point at the end.
Right there.
So you may have a very, very supportive family,
mm-hmm.
But then you become a Republican or a Democrat. You may have a very supportive family, mm-hmm. but then you want to become a Muslim and you're from a Christian family.
Yes.
You know, you may have a very supportive family and you're questioning your gender.
Correct.
You know, all these things. They say, okay, we have a supportive family. We support, you know, everybody.
Right.
But there's always that point.
Yes.
And this is the light that I'm talking about earlier. What we try and do with the ecosystem approach is help you uncover who you are authentically, no matter what. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter our judgment or anybody else's.
Exactly.
It's like, this is who you are no matter what.
Yes.
And frankly, that's the way out of the toxic family loyalty.
Correct.
But it's really, really hard to get to.
Yes.
Because if it's not family expectations, there's cultural expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I talked in the beginning, who would say family loyalty is bad?
In fact, if you put me back almost 25 years, I'd go, no, that can't be.
Not only that, but your story, you're seeing all these family rules and expectations that don't serve you
at all.
But when you talk to your sisters about it, it's not like they walk. Oh, say, oh my gosh, I never realized that before. Let's walk hand in hand into the sunset.
Right.
No. They're angry.
Yes,
they
exactly.
You know, it's.
Although I do want to say this, one of my sisters and I were talking about Thanksgiving dinner because it's coming up. I don't want to date the shows, but yep. You know, that kind of thing. And she said, and this is, by the way, still family loyalty. She said, well, why do we have to have all of that stuff when we don't eat it all? And everybody works really hard, especially you, Patricia. And then you're left with all the work of putting it all away and doing all of that. Why can't we make it a lot more simple? And my first thought was, oh no, that can't be. And then I took a breath and I thought, wait a minute, this is that family loyalty of the rules of the way things have always been done. And I am really happy to say, no, we're not going to do it the same this year.
Well, and it's easy to say, okay, I'm not going to do it the same this year. And then all of a sudden it's the same. You know, we decided this year to have just have
it was going to be a very small.
Yeah, just our family, just us, the three of us, you know, and now it's, what is it, up to 15?
Close to 15 now.
So,
you know, now that, by the way, and there was a family loyalty expectation of if somebody didn't have someplace to go, they were invited to our house.
Yes.
And that's the way it was as a kid, as it always was as a kid.
Yes.
And it's like, how is that even possible?
Yes.
You know, and I'm really learning some things, but I also have to ask myself, what's in the best interest of not only the situation, but I have to start with me and say, okay, what is it you're willing to do and what can you do?
Well, and what's by choice and what's by training or programming?
Loyalty training or programming. Absolutely.
So let's talk about this.
Okay.
Changing the beliefs and rules is extremely difficult because they're unconscious and compulsive.
Right.
You know, one of the other rules, and I'm benefiting from it, but you find out what everybody's preferences are, taste preferences.
That's right.
And cater to them.
Okay.
You know,
everybody likes to come to my house to eat. Okay.
So should you do that all the time? Should you, you know, as your husband, I think when you cater to me, you know, that's part of the other thing about family rules. Sometimes they may not benefit one person, but they benefit another.
Correct.
You know, and so when you stand up and say, oh, this isn't benefiting me, but it's benefiting your sister or your brother or someone else in the family, it's a big deal.
Yes, exactly.
Here's the biggest part. Negative energy likes to hide.
It's huge.
Likes to be unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's within a person and resists being eliminated or removed. Mm-hmm. And it'll also create a form of punishment as it leaves.
Yes.
By knowing exactly what way to hurt you.
Yes.
In a way that might not hurt someone else, but it makes you feel bad.
Exactly.
And it creates stress around the removal.
Exactly. So Jason, what is the quick tip of this segment?
The energy of family loyalty is very difficult to see clearly. Mm-hmm. And this dark energy seeks to hide, be invisible, and operate in the shadows.
Yes.
It is the root cause of illness and disease, money mm-hmm. problems, relationship problems.
Right.
Most couples have problems. It's because they're fighting over one person's rules and regulations in their family versus another.
That's right.
Dysfunctional family loyalty can be horrific as sexual abuse, but is often in milder forms like possessive love. Mm-hmm. It can be equally harmful and hurtful to family members.
Yes.
Family loyalty rules are often unspoken, but are modeled to children and other family members and can be equally strong and powerful from that modeling.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how overcoming the dark energy is not hopeless and what you can do starting right now. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show, unscripted with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Into the peace we crave, find your freedom in addiction recovery with me, your host, Tanya D., the first Monday of each month at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As we take you on a spiritual life recovery coach journey and share unique holistic approaches, I will provide a sympathetic listening ear and solutions while helping those affected by addiction. I get it. Enough is enough. If you're ready for help in creating calm in your recovery life, visit thepeacewecrave.com today.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how overcoming the dark energy is not hopeless and what you can do starting right now. Okay, Jason. I think this discussion of family loyalty can feel pretty hopeless because it's so different than what is conventional wisdom.
Yes.
And the way we've been taught. Is it possible to overcome the toxic effects of family loyalty?
Well, the quick answer is yes, of course, but okay. It takes a long time.
Yes.
And we've got so many clients that have been with us for a long time.
Yes, we.
Yeah. And they've really uncovered a lot of, right. of their issues.
Right.
And usually when they get to the point of saying, okay, this, I see my family system, mm-hmm. I'm seeing how it works.
Yeah.
But then they get so frustrated because the pain is still there.
Yes.
And the pain is still there because that part of them that they need to have to overcome the negative effects of family loyalty is that solid place within you.
Right.
It's like, this is who I am. And I don't care if my mother likes it, my father likes it, my sister likes it.
Right.
This is who I am. And there's a quiet confidence.
Yes.
But
and by the way, that doesn't give you the right to be mean and nasty
right.
to them because they still, I'm talking about your family.
Well, and you choose. You
exactly.
choose
exactly.
That
that's what I was going to say. That's yes. exactly right.
You choose how you want to do that and, mm-hmm. and how you want to exercise that. But that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
And it really takes a long time and you can see it. And this is the way it is with energy work anyways.
Okay.
As you start to see yourself first yes. and your own, the negative energy that is attached to you.
And the behaviors because of it.
And the behaviors because of it. But then you don't seem to be able to immediately remove it or change it, or the compulsion to do it
right.
Is still there.
Well, and that comes from the trainings and the rules.
Yes.
About the family loyalty.
Exactly.
And that's the difficult part.
How you think and how mm-hmm. you approach things yes. And even if you make it a little bit of benefit over here, mm-hmm. you still may be struggling with this over here.
Correct.
And, you know, I've seen so many, well, this is even in our own lives. I know when I was working on this whole script, I was getting depressed. And a lot mm-hmm. of that is because of my own family loyalty and how dysfunctional it was.
Yeah.
You know, and after what is it? It's close to 25 years now of clearing.
Yeah,
you know, or working, removing this negative energy, we're still struggling with that. Although in some respects, we're completely different.
Yes,
and we've evolved in ways that are just remarkable. Yes. But that pain from within, and that's when I talk about family loyalty goes really deep. And the
yes,
toxic
it does.
Effects.
Yes,
and it's a great way for dark energy to control the world because. Yes. These families create these frames about
yeah.
where you can think and, you know, thinking outside of the box and mm-hmm. all this stuff, mm-hmm. you know, we have such an addictive society today.
Yes,
with alcohol abuse, drugs, mm-hmm. And all the other addictions. But another addiction is just compulsions.
Absolutely.
You know, have you ever seen someone that comes over your house and straightens your
oh yeah. pictures?
You know, just some compulsions are seem minor. Some compulsions, you know, in a certain situation can be really negative
and be really major.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So those all come from this negative energy that's attached to us.
Right.
So what's the way out?
Okay.
Well, using the ecosystem approach. And if this is starting to activate you, if you're starting to think, oh yeah, I think family loyalty is the key route for me. Mm-hmm. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. There's a free part of our we're a subscription service, and there's a lot of content there.
Yes.
You'll have access to a lot of content. You'll get our weekly newsletter, which includes the clearing statements.
Yes.
Tells you how to do the clearing. We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Yes.
What we do with the ecosystem approach is we start with your current issues. Actually, you can, it's not very structured in that way, because it's in what needs to be flexible depending on where you're at in the moment.
Exactly.
So usually start with your current issues, but also start with understanding your emotional story.
And that's a biggie.
Oh, that goes forever and ever and
exactly.
ever. And that emotional story always gets to your family.
Always.
And people think, well, I've left my family behind. Oh, a great example.
Okay.
My dad. We just recently found out through ancestry.
Yes.
That he never told us growing up about any family
at all.
He didn't want to talk about it. That was it. That was just a closed subject.
Yes.
Well, we found out because of a connection, DNA connection, that his original family was Jewish.
Yes.
That my name is not Roan. It wouldn't have been Roan. It would have been Rosen.
That's right.
And he changed it when he went to college, after college, mm-hmm. I think it was. And completely disowned his family.
Yes.
But at the end, you know, he was mentally, there was, I would say mentally ill.
Yes, I would too.
You know, and we had to clean up the house when he died. And he was a hoarder. It was pretty bad.
Yes.
But I guarantee you the effects of that family, he was still being loyal to it, even though he completely rejected it.
That's right.
And walked away from it. He didn't disconnect from that energy.
No, not at all.
And that's the way it is with most of it. So the only way that you get rid of this is with an energy approach.
Yes.
The ecosystem approach.
Yes.
The first thing we seek to do is help you see who you are authentically.
Correct.
And the negative energy that's within you.
Yes.
Because until you get rid of that, and it's not black and white, it's in layers and layers and layers and layers.
Correct.
I suspect we're going to take the rest of our lives to remove negative energy.
Well, and I want to say, in so many ways, it's fascinating to see the things that you find.
What you become as you start to remove this.
Correct.
Even if you don't get to a certain objective of removing all the negative energy.
Correct.
Is amazing.
Yes.
You change in profound ways. You see the world differently. Everything mm-hmm. Changes.
Yeah.
So the first thing is your current issues, your emotional story. We use the Enneagram as a way to see the negative energy attached to you.
Correct.
A lot of people think of the Enneagram as it's a personality typing system.
Correct.
As a way of determining who you are authentically.
Correct.
No, we don't see that at all. It tells you the negative energy that
exactly. Well, and then let's just jump in and say, I am so amazed at what my natal chart has shown me.
We have to connect the dots.
Okay.
So your Enneagram type.
Yes.
Is sort of like what you are, but not. But
not it, completely.
And you can see all the dysfunction. She's an Enneagram 4.
I am.
And the natal chart shows what you should be and
actually who you are. And the thing I loved about the 4, let me just say that it's just an example, but I love the creativity and the ability to be in different areas of my life, being creative or musical or that sort of thing. And then if I remove the Enneagram 4, or the negative energies of the Enneagram 4, I didn't want to do that in the beginning. But what I found was when I looked at my natal chart, I found There's creativity all over the place.
But there's also objectivity.
And there's objectivity.
Which he never had as a four.
And I got to tell you, that was like, what in the bananas was that?
Exactly.
You know, it was really something. So I would continue to do exactly what I'm doing right now. I would continue to remove negative energy daily.
Yes.
And continue to figure out what I like about me and what I don't like about me, and use the ecosystem approach to do so, because it's awesome.
We've created this website, and we do these radio shows so we can give you the support that you need.
Yes.
Because you do get pushback and you need some support for that.
Yes. Yes.
So should we do the
quick tip? Are you ready?
Yep.
Jason, what is the quick tip for this segment?
Applying an energy process using the ecosystem frankly difficult way in place, never to be exposed.
So important.
Yes.
Yes.
So the using the ecosystem approach starts with current struggles in your life, mm-hmm. helps you uncover your emotional story, using your enneagram type to determine what bad energy to remove.
Correct.
And then your natal chart is a guide to see who you are authentically.
Yes.
It is not hopeless, and this is the best way to be who you are authentically meant to be in the world.
And
today.
I love that. So with that said, Jason, let's tell the audience out there how we do the clearing, meaning remove negative energy, and then we'll go to the next segment.
So you can't figure out what your problems are and use your willpower to change it.
Oh, yeah.
Their energy. Their energy. So how do you remove that energy? Well, that's what we call clearing. That's what we call removing negative energy.
Correct.
You can use whatever posture. You can sit, stand. You can be walking, you can be laying down.
Mm-hmm.
You can be two things at once. We do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just you start with the end to eliminate portion. And whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils, and illusions, or specific emotions.
Correct.
You can gather those up, starting at the tips of your toes, blow them into the processor. I know Sierra's putting the processor up now and just goes in the top. It gets processed, comes out in the front. It's neutral.
Yes.
And
not only are you better for it, but so is, your entire environment and the world.
Yes.
Because negative energy gets gone.
We think that we can take negative energy and push it over in the corner.
Yeah, the problem is it's sly enough, it'll come and bite you.
And it's sort of like, using the ecosystem approach,
right.
It's sort of like when leaves die and
right.
Plant matter dies, it decomposes and goes back and becomes nutrients, and it
yes.
creates a whole cycle. That's what we're doing with negative energy, except that no one's been processing negative energy. They've been pushing it aside.
Correct.
So it's still there.
Exactly. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to see the hurtful family loyalty energy in a new way by removing some of the blocks to that bad energy. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for a peaceful sanctuary that will relieve you from the stress and anxiety of your life? Deb Phelps, founder of Peaceful Wellness, provides a safe and accessible place for you to explore what services are best for you. Deb offers free meditation guidance, sound healing, private coaching sessions, and more. Start your journey towards peaceful wellness. Book a free discovery call at debphelps.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to see the hurtful family loyalty energy. That's a mouthful. Yes. In a new way by removing some of the blocks to that bad energy. So, Jason, here you go.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see some of my rules and beliefs about family loyalty. Mm-hmm. Most of us don't even see that.
Right.
Take those veils and illusions, gather them up, blow them into the processor.
I'm going to shorten it up just a little bit. And to eliminate the stress, anxiety, and overwhelm that I have that comes from the rules and expectations that are toxic to me. Take a breath.
And
pick it up.
Yes.
Sorry. There you go.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see if those rules and expectations of my family seek to help me be authentic to myself. See if any of those rules.
Exactly.
Some of them probably don't.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And blow it into the processor. And to eliminate the compulsions to protect and support my family rules and expectations without thinking what they do and do they help me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that using the ecosystem approach is the way to uncover who I am authentically and uncover all the family toxic rules and beliefs.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that uncovering those family rules and expectations can take a lifetime. Take a breath. And as far as I'm concerned, just starting, just clearing every day is a fabulous, great benefit.
Yes.
Okay.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have, so I can see that those come from roots that are in my family beliefs and learned expectations.
Correct. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that most relationship problems come from difficult family expectations, beliefs, and learned behaviors. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that illness or disease that I have comes from my authentic reaction to family beliefs and expectations that are toxic to my authentic self and who I am.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that many learned behaviors come from my family, even though consciously I reject those behaviors. Take a breath. Talk about a conundrum there.
Yes.
It's a tough one. Take a breath and blow it out. Jason?
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that learned behaviors from my family are usually unconscious to me, even though they're toxic and unattractive to those around me.
Yes. Take a breath.
We've seen so many people who say, I'll never act like my parents. and they get into a relationship and they're doing exactly that.
Exactly. It's kind of
and it's all unconscious.
And it's an eye opener when you start using the ecosystem approach.
That's how you see it.
That's
energy
how you
helps you see it.
Yes, it does. So I'm gonna activate some life force.
Yes.
What do you say? Here we go. Follow along, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can have hope to use core competence so toxic family energies don't hurt me. Take a breath, nice and easy. You're going to pull in that life force and give it the power that you want so you can be better for removing negative energy. Throw any negative energy left over away. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can trust that the long road to remove the pain from toxic family loyalty will be the best thing in my life.
Yes. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force. Remember, it's the most powerful energy that we have access to, and throw away what doesn't serve you. And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach to uncover who I am authentically from internal peace, excuse me. Pull it in. And I'm going to do the last one if that works.
Sure.
Okay. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, have courage and hope and an understanding in all of this of not only who I am, but how who I am authentically, but how I can be better every single day by using the ecosystem approach for my highest and best interest now and in the future. Nice and easy. Pull it in and blow out any negative energy and let it go. Jason?
So next week.
Next week.
We're going to be channeling Pluto. Now, we've been channeling the planets.
Yes.
We're getting toward the end.
Okay.
And please hang in there with me. These using planetary energies for your life is the great way to support yourself.
Yes.
You know, when we deal with people who have problems with family loyalty.
Correct.
The pain can be really excruciating.
Yes.
And they feel really alone because even their family doesn't understand what's going on with them.
No.
Their friends, it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Because they don't see how that would be such a big deal.
Right.
Because it's not a big deal to them.
To them. Exactly.
You know, getting support is really tough. Mm-hmm. And you just don't want a sympathetic ear, because a lot of times those sympathetic ears have a price that you have to pay that's hidden.
That is correct. And it doesn't serve a thing.
So using planetary energies for support can be one of the most amazing things you can do.
Yes.
And this week or next week, we're going to talk about channeling Pluto.
And by the way, we're not talking Pluto and Mickey. Mickey
this
Mouse
the
and
planet,
the dog.
Yeah, planet
there
Pluto,
we go.
Yes. And it's one of the most distant planets, but it can be the most powerful and intriguing of planets.
Okay.
It's useful for intuition and transformation.
And I'm looking forward to learning more about it.
Yes.
That's going to be amazing.
This is energy has to be used sparingly and can be very effective in the right circumstances.
So in other words, you're saying it can be very strong.
Yes, it can.
Okay.
You know, a lot of those planetary energies can be that way, and you have to use them in the right context. But it's like having a whole toolbox.
Yeah.
Now of energies.
I love it because I'm using mine that I need for me, and I'm looking forward to being able to use more.
We've been using life force sort of generically, but now we have a whole list of planetary energies.
Yes.
And so when you start removing this negative energy, it creates a void.
Exactly.
And that's what's important.
So
if today's show touched you in some way, you've said, oh yeah, family loyalty is my issue.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all this stuff. Or maybe you said, I don't see it.
Right.
But you want to feel that solid place within.
Right.
You want to say, okay, that's for me. That's what I want.
Yes.
This is what you can do. It's really simple. Listen to our show every week. Mm-hmm. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, O-R-G, and sign up for a free section.
Correct.
You'll get the clearings every week. Mm-hmm. Do those clearings every week. Listen to the show every week and do the clearings at the end. Yeah. And then do them over and over again during the week. Yeah. And you'll start to see a difference.
And, you know, one of the things that I found is if I do things over and over again, I've had people say to me, oh, this just feels like a habit that I'm doing. Well, if that's the case, you can change up the way you say things. You can change your perspective on how you see it because you're removing negative energy.
The most effective part of our program is you can be specific.
Yes.
To eliminate the pain I have when my mother does this to me in this situation.
Exactly. So, Jason, quickly, what about Facebook?
Our Facebook address is theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. Look at that. And with that said, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.